Well, the number one thing I would recommend for people is rather than going through each issue where it's Catholic versus Protestant distinctives and then saying, like, I want to figure out what I think about each of these, and then whatever's a good fit, that's what I'm going to go with as my personal religion. I want you to actually step back a second and think about how am I supposed to decide what religion is the true religion? So that's the question I want you to ask. Not just like, which of these religions is right about all these things that they teach, right? But how does God expect me or want me to decide which religion is the true religion? And then look at the Bible, not just for guidance as to what is true first order, but also the second order question of how am I to determine what is true? What's the right way to reason and figure out what revelation is true and what revelation is false? And that question is going to be, I think, actually a key question for a lot of people. So if it turns out that you look at the Bible and you think, as I do, like miracles and prophecies, right? And then you're supposed to be docile as to the actual substance that's taught. So you're supposed to say, even if it doesn't make sense to me, there's some way to make sense of it, and I just haven't figured it out yet, but I just need to accept this because God has accredited it to me using these motives of credibility. If you agree with me about that, then go look into all my evidence that the Catholic Church has been accredited in a unique and preeminent way among all the Christian communions. If you think there need to be marks of the church that are practicable, so it's reasonable to expect people to use them, including ordinary people, where it's just like recognizable that one church that's claiming to be the Church of Christ is the real deal, then yeah, I would like go read Bellarmine on this, but also I'm going to talk about this more in the future, which is like what the marks of the church are and how we can use them and how they can be these sort of epistemic access points to tell which church is the one that Christ is founded and whether we're supposed to be a member of it or a part of it. I mean, a third thing you could conclude is just that basically what I'm really not supposed to do is to trust in my own ability to do scriptural exegesis about a whole range of controversies or see whether stuff makes sense to me, like a priori on philosophical grounds, whether I can make peace with it or whether I can't. Because otherwise, it seems pretty clear that you're going to be like the disciples that deserted Jesus, or you're going to be like the Pharisees with regard to many of the hard sayings that he comes to you with, right? Many things where there appear to be apparent discrepancies or contradictions. So what I recommend to people is make sure the way that you're reasoning about which religion is true is the manner in which God prescribed you to reason about it. And that means setting aside things, even if you don't get it, because that's part of what being having faith is about, is that you're not going to get it. You're not going to understand why all this stuff is true, but you're going to know that it is true because it's clear to you that God has testified that it's true and he's absolutely trustworthy. And so suspend your inquiry as to all these first order issues where you need it to make sense to you why intercession to the saints is okay given scripture. You need it to make sense to you why the Mariology of the Catholic Church is true, et cetera, et cetera. It'll be good for you to understand those, and it'll be easier for you to accept things as you grow in an appreciation for them. But it's just you're doing it in the wrong order.